Thanks for calling customer service. My name is Nancy. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Jessie, one of the representatives here in Dispute Services of Barclays. I have her on the other line, our card member, Mr. Raymond Dillon, and also Ms. Shabana Dillon. This is regards for the charge of $59.89 into their card that they did not authorize or they did not approve.
What's the zip code?
I'm sorry?
What's the zip code?
The zip code is 77450. And please be advised also that this call is maybe monitored and recorded.
First and last name?
I'm sorry?
What is the first and last name?
The first and last name of the card member is Shabana R. Dillon.
And you said 77450?
Yes.
Okay, we don't have an account with a name.
How about Raymond Dillon?
Spell that first name.
R-E-H-M-A-N, last name, D-H-I-L-L-O-N.
Okay, there are no orders available with their first or their last name.
I'm sorry, there's no order?
No, there's no account with their first or last name.
How about the other name? Because as you have mentioned that Ms. Shabana is the one who provided card details or information to you.
What's
the first,
first
name is S-H-A-B-A-N-A.
The last name?
D-H-I-L-L-O-N. And if you would like, I can connect her over so that she can provide those information.
Can you verify the
Hello?
Address?
Amiji, my technical.
Hello, ma'am.
Yes.
Oh, yes. And I already have a representative on the other line. Please be advised that this call is maybe monitored and recorded. She's going to ask further information in regards for the security of the account. Okay.
Okay.
Can you verify the address?
19810 Windsor Terrace Circle, Katy, Texas.
Okay, what was the amount that you was calling about?
There are two transactions on my card. One is for $59.89, and the other one is $56.89.
Okay, well, only one charge went through, and that was on May the 16th. You did a survey where you enter a contest to win a KitchenAid mixture. So along with that KitchenAid mixture, you did enroll into a meal plan.
I'm sorry, I did not get you.
You did a survey on May the 16th.
I did not do any kind of survey. It was just a promotion, and they advertised it as, you know, this is a free mixer, and you Walmart is kind of ending their relationship with the KitchenAid, and these are extra mixers, and you know, the first 10 people would get, you know, one of them, because you used Walmart's name, and it gave me the confidence it's going to be a legit transaction. And the only thing they were asking was $3 for shipping and handling, and that is all what I agreed to.
Okay, well, when you did make that purchase, you did enroll into a trial.
And I never received the mixer either.
Because it was a contest to win the KitchenAid mixer. That's
it
why
was
you
not
picked
a win thing. No.
It was a contest.
Clearly, and after that, I saw your promotion with 10 different names on the Facebook with the same scheme.
No, ma'am, you enter a contest.
You are clearly lying here. Otherwise, why would you ask me for if I did not win it? Why you're asking?
Because it was a contest. You had to enter the contest to win it. Do you know the difference of a contest?
I know what a contest means.
Okay, and I know what I'm looking at on this computer, ma'am. You did enter a contest. Contest enters.
You are trying to, I don't want to use harsh words here. But you advertised it very differently. Why would you need my credit card information? It was if I was
you pay the shipping and handle. Because you enter your credit card to pay the shipping and handle for the KitchenAid mixture to be shipped out to you if you was to win it. That's why it called a contest.
Win, then you need my information, or before winning you need that information?
No, ma'am. You filled out this information. We did not do this. You did it, not
you
us.
You asked for that information. I was doing the transaction for the mixer. Not
yes,
for,
you paid the shipping and handling for that mixture to be shipped out to you. That was a contest
so
that
what
you
kind
answered.
Of subscription I got. I never received any kind of any communication with you. No emails, no e-receipt, nothing. So what kind of service?
Because
you
it was a meal plan that you enrolled. It goes along with that KitchenAid mixture that you did into that contest to win.
So I don't receive the mixer, but I get a meal plan, which I never received from you either.
No, it's an app that you...
What I'm getting from you then?
Okay, ma'am, I don't know what you're getting because you enter a contest to win a KitchenAid mixer.
Okay, just answer one question for me. You are charging me $60, but you are providing me for those $60.
You enroll into a monthly subscription for the meal plan. That's something that you signed up. Maybe you didn't read it correctly, or maybe you overlooked it.
There was no detail about your meal plan at all. There was no permission. There was no detail. There was no contact number. I, up to this date, I don't know who you guys are.
Okay, ma'am, you made the purchase. We didn't do it. I mean, maybe, like I said, maybe you signed up for something
you
that you're not...
Fraud. You
no, we're not a fraud, ma'am. That's why.
Because, you know, you tell me when I sign for a subscription,
mm-hmm.
you're supposed to send me some kind of confirmation, some kind of detail about the service you are providing me. So where is that information?
Okay, ma'am, we're not the company that you're signing up for this this information for. We just represent many companies. So, I mean, we're not just representing one company.
So what do you guys do then?
We're just a call center for customer service. We only handle the account. We tell the customer what they signed up for.
This is what I'm asking you. You're charging me this money. You are the customer service. Tell me.
We're not the ones that are charging you, ma'am. The company is charging you when you did that, when you did sign up for this survey.
Excuse me. Can you hold on for 1 minute? Is my credit card online? Are you online with me?
Yes, I'm on the phone with you.
Yeah. So what are you providing me then? You know, I need to know the name of the company. I need to know the services I'm getting for. You know, in return.
Okay,
for,
it was
the
Bites. The company is Bites Hub, BITESHUB.
Can you please give me their name?
B-I-T-B-I-T-B-I-T-B-I-T-H-U-B-E-S-H-U-B-H-U-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B
Bites?
Bites Hub.
So, what's your phone number?
Okay, what do you mean? What is our phone number? You dial our phone number.
How can I contact them?
How can you contact who, ma'am?
The people who are charging me, who are supposedly giving me some kind of service.
Okay, you can email them, and they should respond back to you. Most customers always get a response. Some of them don't.
You are not giving any kind of information here. No phone numbers. This is what I have been telling my credit card rep from the.
Okay, ma'am, you're calling in about a charge that you for something that you signed up for, ma'am. We did not assign you a.
Come on! Give me a break here. Enough is enough.
You're right.
You are committing a fraud here. You are getting people's information using.
No, you are putting your own information in.
What kind of company you are who has no information whatsoever? You do not have a contact number that I can call and I can cancel the service.
I mean, you can cancel the service with us, ma'am. That's why you're calling in. I can cancel the account for you.
You did not cancel it. I put a hold on my account and I disputed it with my credit card company. That's why you cannot charge me anymore. Otherwise, you were not. I had no information about you at all.
Ma'am, the account is still open. It hadn't even been canceled. It just no charge went through.
Yes, it did not went through because they put a hold on that. You were charging me every month for nothing.
No, we was not. The company was charging you, not us.
What are you doing then? Just give me a break here. What kind of service you are providing me?
Okay, ma'am, I'm trying to teach you what the hell that you need for something that you signed up for. We didn't sign up for this.
First of all, cancel that service for me, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And don't charge my card again. And issue me the refund for the month you charged me for.
No, ma'am, there wasn't no charge went through for this month. You already been charged in May, so we're not allowed to issue that refund because it's already been charged.
So you will get people's information, misuse that, abuse that, commit a fraud.
No,
and
ma'am.
You know, there is no con. There is no, you are not a legit company. Otherwise, you would have, I have not seen any company which does not have a direct phone number to contact.
Okay, ma'am, you enrolled into a meal plan. Something that you...
Okay, you tell me. I understand. You're a meal company. So for that meal company, if I have to place my order, I need a phone number, right?
Ma'am, when you did the survey, after the survey, it asked you to enter a contest to win a welcome gift. That KitchenAid mixture was a welcome gift for enrolling to the meal plan. Like I said, maybe you didn't read it correctly or understood it correctly. I'm not saying that you did purchase or it's your fault. Now, it was in the terms and conditions that once you enter this contest, you are enrolling into a meal plan for the sweepstakes.
So where is that meal plan?
Ma'am.
Yeah, where is that meal plan?
You
for
say
the
what?
Month I paid for, where is that meal plan? And what are the details of that meal plan?
Okay, now the meal plan is based on how many calories you want to consume a day. It's a healthy daily and food lifestyle journey to keep you informed on what you eat.
Basically a story, right?
No, it's a meal app that you have to download on your phone and it shows you how to eat healthy.
I guess we are getting nowhere here. All I'm requesting is... No, the credit card company is with me. So... I want you to cancel the service right now. Don't charge my card again.
It wasn't even charged,
and
ma'am.
It did not go through. But
no,
don't
ma'am.
Don't try to attempt my card again.
Okay, we're not the ones that are charging you.
Okay, and I want the refund for the month. I need the number of the company so I can contact them.
You haven't even been charged for anything for this month. How can you get a refund when you haven't been charged? The charge didn't go through.
The first month which I was charged and I did not get anything from you for that month.
Okay, you enroll into a monthly subscription. That's something that you enroll into. We didn't enroll you into.
Okay. I am listening to it. Stop this bullshit. And, you can leave the line. You are telling the crap, and you are fraud.
No, we're not fraud. Your wife signed
okay,
up for something
up,
that
shut
she
up.
Didn't.
Okay. Can you drop off the line? Enough.
Sure.
Okay. Hello.